In South Dakota now, and was going to get you all candy for being awesome and for our last meeting. So I'm sorry about that, but if you come to the first J-term meeting, you'll have something special, extra special, because I lose everything that I ever own. Anyway, our attendance question will be what you're looking forward to or what's your favorite part of break?
Senator Boyden.
I'm just excited to go home and then leave for Brazil shortly after.
Senator Carlson Sather.
I'm excited to visit my grandparents in Arizona.
Senator Conroy.
Spend time with family.
Senator Cook.
I'm excited to see my little brothers.
Senator Durbani.
Excited to sleep.
Senator Hammond. Senator Jakes.
Grandma's cookies.
Senator King.
Sleeping past noon.
Senator Leininger.
His little cousins and my dog.
Senator Olson.
Visiting my uncle in Phoenix.
Speaker Schugel.
And not having to cook for myself.
Senator Sullivan.
My dog.
Senator Thunheim.
I'm excited to go cross country skiing for us.
Senator Ruiz.
Spending time with my family.
Senator Johnson.
I'm excited to go to Florida.
Senator Mankey.
Excited to hang out with friends.
Senator Jorgensen.
Solid toss-up between my brothers and my dog.
Senator Smarillo.
I'm doing a Harry Potter marathon that is 19 hours of pure bliss. Hopefully I can stay awake.
Senator Williamson. Senator Kamal.
Visiting a friend in California.
Public Relations Chair Allen.
I'm excited to go to Denmark.
Controller Arshad.
Eating food.
Parliamentarian Barnes.
See my dog.
Health and Housing Chair Bhatta.
Eating my mom's food.
Diversity Chair Abib.
So I would have said eating at home and not cooking for myself. But I texted my mom and told her I'm a vegetarian now, and she told me that was my business. So.
Finance Chair Petros.
Playing pickup hockey.
Ombudsperson Doran.
Watching The Sound of Music with my siblings on Christmas Eve wearing our
matching
pajamas.
CNN Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion. Oh, I knew that. Technology Chair O'Neill.
My grandma's 95th birthday party. Ooh.
Congratulations.
I'm excited to go to Colorado.
For President Ali Astar.
Oh, that's it. Potentially visiting my best friend in Sweden.
Administrative Director Rinky.
My mom's wild rice soup.
Mm-hmm. Advisor Van Hecke.
Being dean on call the week between Christmas and New Year's, she said, with sarcasm and disappointment.
Yes. All right, so with that we have quorum. We'll move to the approval of the minutes. Is there any discrepancies with the minutes? Any discrepancies? All right. With that, do we have anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Any community comment? All right, move into old business. Do we have any old business that we need?
doing more bylaw amendments, council business.
Do you have new bylaw amendments?
Shared some the folder. They're on the same document.
Yeah.
I think that's new. Yeah, because they're new. They're not the ones that you're talking about that we did last time.
Oh. Which ones we got today?
I think they'll be
business.
If they're the ones you've already discussed, then they're old. And if they're the ones
that are brand new,
that you haven't discussed,
they're more
then new.
Yeah.
They're new ones. Okay. Any other old business? Yes.
So just a bit of an update on our hot committees that we met with the hall council in complex. And we like got some really good ideas for them. And I think now we're going to start trying to start meetings with the administration and also the facilities to try and actually get this stuff in motion. And yeah, we'll tell you more about it as we set more up with that. But things are starting to move, so that's good.
Awesome. Thank you. Any questions about that? All right. Any other old business? All right. We will move into new business. And we will start with, let's actually start with the Music Collective budget.
All right. So the Music Collective is an organization on campus. One of the representatives, Conrad, is here, and he'll answer questions after I'm done. But they came forward last week with the above requested budget. Basically, they want to start a studio that's going to be open to club members and all students on campus. So there's more of an outlet for those not involved in the normal mainstream music, orchestra, or choir programs here to also pursue their kind of musical interests. So basically, it's just all the equipment that goes into making the startup studio, and then they're also intention to put on shows, kind of pop up around campus as the year goes on. It's Finance Committee's then recommendation that we fund a total of $3,525.19.
Do you wanna add anything about
Yeah, he said everything that I wanted to say. Yeah, pretty much we just want for people who aren't gonna be involved in choir or an a cappella group or any of the instrumental ensembles we have to be able to have an outlet. When I first came here, I ended up having to basically have no money at the end of freshman year in order to build my own studio, and I think it would be really nice if kids coming in can have a means to, you know, express themselves creatively. And then so there are people in the club who are willing to teach people, incoming students, and then other members of the club so that we can continue on. All the gear that we would have here is going to be insured for 2 years with servicing included. And the person that I spoke to on the phone is a good friend who works at this company and made sure we would get all the stuff that would last as long as possible. So it's not like this would be a recurring purchase. It's just all the best quality gear at a mid-range that we think will last for us. So.
Cool. Now I'll come up to any questions you guys have about this budget or to the Music Collective.
Just one question, where are you guys going to store the instruments, or where are you guys going to make the studio?
Yeah, so we actually have a room by the dive. It says youth outreach program there, and there is some equipment there, and it's very old and outdated. We'll have to clean up the room, but we plan to use that as a storage space and also the studio.
Any other questions?
So, could people in those like musical groups use this stuff?
Yeah, it's not like we're gonna say yeah, no. It's just an extra thing that you can do. Yeah.
Any other questions? All right. Well, I will move into now discussion on this budget. You guys have any discussion on the budget? Yes. Public Vision Chair Allen.
I'm in full support of this budget. I think it adds a good program to our
you can stay. You can stay if you want.
Maybe they step out for the discussion.
Yeah,
come on, David.
Depends upon
yeah, if
okay.
You but
okay, you can stay if you'd like.
Okay, I'm gonna stay right here.
Any other discussion?
Because I might just only concern is like how are people going to use this? As in, like, maybe you can answer this question too, Conrad.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, for example, when you say it's available for all the people, whoever is at the stairs, for example, that's usually broad, and you say like the studio is going to be open for everybody, like everybody will get a key to the studio.
Yeah, it would basically be via like sign-up times through the club rather than just people showing up at random times, because the studio would be in very high demand, I think.
Yeah.
On campus.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Honest person, or nope, Senator Conroy.
Is any training going to be required to use the equipment?
No. Myself and also two other people in the group budget already know how to use all the equipment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if some random people are going to be able to go in and break the equipment.
Oh, yeah. So basically their concern with that was going to be addressed by the fact you have to sign up for it and then get information from us about how to use things, because you can go into a studio and have no clue how to use anything. And you might end up breaking something, but that's like if you really tried to break it. Like I said, we tried to get all the highest quality gear, so it's not flimsy. So.
Senator,
You mentioned club and us. Who is us?
Okay, so in the club there is Jayna Davis, Garrett Meyer, Carla Meyer, and myself, and then Lydia Talenti, and that's who forms sort of like the body of the music collective, but.
Okay.
Tons of people show up to things like open mics, but they're just not people who show up to the meetings or the music collective. So.
Okay.
Any other discussion on the budget? Discussion? All right. And with that, we will move to a vote. I will have all those in favor of passing the budget as is say aye.
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 All those opposed? Any abstentions? Alright, and with that, the budget passed, and congratulations. And you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting, or you can go, and then our finance director will be in contact. Thank you for coming. Next, we will move to our Senate computer budget that we were charged and talked about last week. So I don't know if you... want to say what you found? Are you included?
We were thinking a Chromebook could be good. And so that's what this is for.
Any questions about the computer?
No.
I'm just person.
How long's the battery life?
Good question.
It's long.
It doesn't have to be constantly plugged in. Like the current laptop?
Probably not, no. I would assume that most new computers. Nearly 10 hours of battery life.
Amazing.
Wow.
You could run almost an entire life on that battery life.
That would involve plugging it back in when you're done using it and charging it.
Any other questions? All right, any discussion on the budget?
Person, please.
Any other discussion? All right, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of getting the Chromebook, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? All right, so with that, the budget passes.
I have a question for tech director. When are we going to get this Chromebook? When are we actually going to have it?
We'll make sure to get it before
spring election.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Next, so the bylaws.
So I can just quick speak to what the new bylaw amendments are. So 1.7C is basically, right now, it is unlisted under the parliamentarian's duties to maintain the Senate speaker list. And as you are all aware, Mike maintains the speaker list, and he is not the parliamentarian, he's the tech chair. So just changing that for the sake of, you know, not breaking a bylaw uselessly. And then 1.11C is a little bit more complicated. Right now it states the public relations chair must be responsible for the publication of Senate news on the Senate website and the publication of the monthly newsletter, Shitter Chatter. A couple things going on here. So right now we currently aren't, we don't have super clear regulation as to when this is released, how it is released, and what is in it. So we have a couple of subclasses, I through I, listing those sort of things, which you can see up there. We would replace the name with the Gavel Gazette, and we would have like a little clip art of a gavel. It'd be really cute. And then we would also get rid of the phrase, the publication of Senate news on the Senate website, and just because if we are being really on top of publishing this newsletter, we don't think it's necessary to republish it on the website, when we can also just post the newsletter on the website, so we'd have that archived, and then also have the newsletter sent out to students via class email aliases. I yield to questions.
Any questions? Yeah.
So for the newsletter, like what I'm currently planning on doing is like having one at the end of the semester. So I was wondering like if you would be willing to like friendly, like I like having the idea of a newsletter at the, or like after the first month of Senate, but I just, in order so it doesn't get like bogged down, we have like a newsletter after in that first month, but then in that like last month too. So it's not every month.
I think the intent of having it every month is just so that, because like even this far into Senate, I still get asked on a weekly basis probably what Senate is doing about compost bins. Mm-hmm. And yes, if that were addressed in a newsletter that was sent out to everyone, we wouldn't all be getting asked about compost bins all the time. So, and some months like might be a little bit lighter in Senate. So like, as you can see in the amendment, there are only a few things that would be required in the newsletter. It'd just be updates regarding current charges, a quick update from each committee, like, hey, here's what we're working on, yada, 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 and then a brief letter from the co-presidents addressing the student body. We can also optionally put in, like, any statements we need to release, upcoming Senate events, stuff like that. But I think that it really is important for the integrity of the newsletter to have it be every month, just okay, because,
yeah. No, makes sense. I yield.
Any other questions about the bylaws? We have to have somebody to move to.
Yeah.
Yes.
To amend the bylaws, as Ombudsperson Dorian told us.
We have a second on the motion. Oh, second goes to Smirella. Discussion on the amendments. Technology chair.
In terms of the First Amendment, Daniel and I just didn't really know that. So I've just been kind of doing it, and we were just going to switch back after the semester for simplicity's sake. But I don't care. I can keep doing it. It doesn't really matter.
I feel like I should be doing it. You have already enough to do, so.
So that's okay. Just a thought.
So, wait, you're just changing it to, in general, we have to have it maintained, or you're changing it
no.
to tech chair?
So we would delete that clause in the parliamentarians' requirements and
right.
insert that clause into tech chair requirements.
Oh, okay.
Just because I remember in conversation with a couple other cabinet members, we talked about
yeah.
how because tech chair already has a laptop and the mic and whatever, it makes sense, but I'm okay with either, honestly. It doesn't matter to me. What does the Senate body feel most comfortable with, I guess?
I feel that it's appropriate to have the tech chair doing it, just because that is really easy. If you just flip tabs back and forth between being able to like show us, oh, look, we have the amendments that we're displaying right now, and then the speaker's list, and then the agenda, and like whatever. So unless we wanted to transfer all of those duties to the parliamentarian,
I think it would be.
Yeah, that's
you,
how
you,
so
you would have them. You would just have the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
So yeah, but either.
Cool. Ideal.
Sorry. What? Just a question to consider is, what are the parliamentarian's other duties that primarily in Senate? Like this would be adding two.
Yeah, well, so the parliamentarian has to keep, make sure everything's ordered in Robert rules, so that's why they are the ones to do the, usually the speakers list. We've just been having Mike, because he already had the microphone set up, but we, it'd be easy to transfer back over to the parliamentarian. We just had them. So we could also, if we just want to do one of the amendments and we need that one, we can do that as well.
I'd be more than willing to friendly that first amendment out. If people would like that, is there a way to get like a soft vote on that?
Jack, would you like friendly, Jack?
Sure.
Okay. So we would just be voting then on the second bylaw. Okay. Any more discussion on this bylaw or question? Yes. Yes.
I wonder if letter is going to confuse subsequent generations of Senate. And if statement might be more what you're talking about, letter to me somehow suggests multiple paragraphs and a
brief statement. Okay, yes.
And maybe I'm just crazy, but I can just imagine future Senates arguing about what a letter is.
I agree. Is that okay? So friendly, everybody. Okay. Any more discussion on this bylaw? Discussion.
Okay. Are we sure we don't want to call it the shitter chatter? where did that come from?
Why? Is that
the legend and the lore is that it was someone's name, but I don't actually believe it.
Sorry, any more discussion on the bylaw? All right, now we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of changing the bylaw to this, I'm not going to read it all. Please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? And with that, the shitter chatter is no longer. Awesome.
Thank you.
Do we have any more new business? Yes, sirs.
I would like to charge Diversity Chair Khabib with working with the D Center and other related offices to keeping the gender neutral bathroom open longer hours.
Okay. Is there a second to the charge?
Yes.
Senator Boyden. Got this second. Well, you still have the floor?
Well, I mean, it closes at what? I think it's 9 p.m., and I just think we should keep it open at least till tomorrow.
Awesome. Yes, Senator Mankey.
And in my faculty report, I talked to a professor, and he had this concern as well. So this is like a widespread concern across campus, mm-hmm. So I'd suggest doing something about it.
And also, the D Center has started a petition, so I think it would be ideal.
Do they lock these doors? Is that the problem?
I think they lock the bathroom.
They lock the doors after 9 p.m.
They lock these front
on some days, depending on if there's meetings in here after that time.
I would have this said that no one even realizes that they're doing that, and it would be so, I mean, like, it's so not going to be a big deal.
Right there.
Oh.
There are two of them.
Does anybody else have any discussion on the charge? Any more discussion or any questions? All right. And with that, we will vote to have Diversity Chair Khabib look into getting the gender neutral bathroom open for longer hours. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? All right, so charged. And any more new business? New business? All right. And with that, we will move to announcements. Any announcements? Administrative Director Rinke?
I think I have like six of these, so I need them. It's okay if you didn't get them to me tonight, but I need them by Friday. So either you know, put them in my mailbox, put them in the Senate office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's like the thing outside the Senate office, so yeah, that'd be great.
Yep, that would be great. Thanks.
I'm just Chris and Jan.
Hello. Senator Smarlo and I are hosting an open mic night. It's part of a project we're doing for our class.
Yes.
It is in the Anderson Atrium Thursday night at 7. There will be snacks and also lots of really fun, like, visual art and it's feminist.
Yeah.
It's feminist, a feminist open mic.
Yes.
It's for a class we're taking with Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Please come.
Senator Smarlo?
Yeah, anyone can speak. You don't have to be a female. It's just about women's issues. You don't have to identify
or
as a female.
Or gender issues.
Gender issues. We're trying to make sure that people know that feminism is not something that only women can support. But anyway, my announcement is about Legacy Acapella. We have a show where it's going to be like a half an hour long in the Courtyard Cafe this Friday at 3 p.m. Highly encourage you to come. We have new music. We have some old favorites. It'll be fun. That's all.
Advisor Van
Hecke. I just thought it would be interesting to point out, in case this isn't something that this Senate's ever talked about before, tonight Asan asked a question about where a clever organization was going to store equipment that they would be purchasing with student activity fees. And one of the reasons historically that that's such an important question to the Senate is because the Senate really wants to make sure that the funds that it spends are available for lots of students to use, and when it puts out money for capital investitures like equipment, they want to make sure that that equipment sticks around on campus for as many years as it's designed to be here. So that question about where are you keeping something, or how are you storing it, or how are you making sure that, you know, after this group of students leave, the other students will be able to continue to use it, is a really important one, and one that I invite all of you to remember to think about when you're looking at capital expenditures for Senate funds. Still good job, Steve.
So Thetas and Pound Pals are doing an event in the courtyard on Thursday at 7 p.m. and you can paint dog ball, like furs and collars for dogs.
Technology chair, Anil.
What's to stop someone like from just taking the guitar? Like at the end of the year.
Well, that's the idea why they should have storage that's locked and secured and they should be accountable for it. And not just stored in their room.
Yeah.
I also have a project in that class. My group started a little feminist library on the main floor, and it's going to rotate every month with different themes. And so if you guys check that out and take pictures and post hashtag read like a girl, that'd be cool. Also, I just want to thank you guys all for a super awesome semester. You guys have been... you guys have been like the best ever, and this has been a really, really good Senate year, especially in like my own years of being in the Senate. And you guys have all came up with a lot of initiatives and have just been really involved, and it's super cool to see a really great and energetic Senate, and I'm really excited for J term and next semester with you. And we did the Rouser, and so we all get Gusty stickers that the Gustavus Fun team gave us, so I'll pass them to both sides. And, or make sure you get one before you leave.
Also, where are those videos?
I have it. We just never post it because they put it on the thing. But you guys have it too, right? If you guys could post that on the Senate page.
Yes, and I'm in the email, but I can
make it up. Okay.
And then, just going off to what Kai was saying earlier, we have some senators and some cabinet people who, for those people, English is hard today. For those people, this is the last Senate meeting, so thank you, PR Chair Allen, Senator Cook, and who was that?
Evan Jakes,
yeah. And Senator Evan Jakes, for your service to the state's community, we really appreciate all of you. And if, just going off from there, if you know anybody who you think would be who lives in, for example, IC, or who would you think would be good PR chair, please, please, please let Carly and I know, or if they live in IC,
or
just let them know.
Person,
yeah, or just let them know that they should run for an election.
Yeah.
And with that?
No, I think.
I just have a question for Stuart. Open mic. You should reach out to Paso and the WAC because historically they've done women of light colored color. Yeah. Like similar to that. Yeah, we reach out to WAC. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Thank you all. Have a great end of the semester. Study hard, but don't stress too much. De-stress.
We have
already done.
I'll just go and shift.